This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A former Aurora police officer pled guilty Monday to causing a fatal crash in March. CPR's Matt Moret has more.
Eduardo Landeros was driving his cruiser at about 105 miles per hour when he collided with another car at an intersection. The other driver, Elias Anderson, died. Investigators say Anderson was making a routine turn when he was hit. Body cam footage shows Landeros blasting music and using his car's touchscreen at the time of the crash. His siren and top flashing lights were off the entire time. Landeros resigned from the Aurora Police Department in April. He'll be sentenced in October. I'm Matt Moret, CPR News.
A new satellite company in Centennial is looking to help Space Force improve their training programs. True Anomaly will create training satellites that will emulate enemy satellites. Space Force personnel will then be able to practice sparring with those satellites. The Pentagon's other branches, like the Army or Navy, already conduct full-scale war games and training exercises. True Anomaly's CEO Evan Rogers says the Space Force does not really have that.
They really need a flexible environment where they can get capabilities in there very quickly, understand what their performance is, and then iterate on systems rapidly.
The first two so-called jacket satellites will launch in February. Drivers should expect delays along I-70 in Glenwood Canyon this week. CDOT began replacing power poles along the interstate this morning. Work is scheduled to last through Thursday. For more of the day's news, come to CPR.org. Stay with us. It is 4:06.